My muse to prevent lest an after clap come, if the wind should once more turn about for the palm, as a preface of honor and not as a frump, first with us a reverence ushers a rump. I shall not dispute whether long tales of Kent or papists' names of disgrace did invent, whose legend of lies to defame us the more hath entailed on us rumps ne'er heard of before. But not on his pedigree longer to think, for the more it is stirred, the more it will stink. 'Tis agreed the rump's first report in the town did arise from the wood, an invention of Brown. Old Oliver's nose had taken in snuff when it sate long ago some unsavory puff. Then up went the rump and was fucked to the quick, but it settled in spite of the teeth of poor Dick. Then the knight of the pestle, King Lambert, in vain with a scepter of iron did over it reign. But the rump soon resettled, and to their disgrace, like excrements voided them out of the place. It did now like a truant's well-disciplined bum, with the rod of affliction harder become, or else like the image in Daniel it was, whose head was of gold, but whose tails was of brass. It endured the first heat and proved no starter, but sung in the midst of the flames like a martyr, and whisked the tail like a terrible fodder, and sounded most cheerfully, viva Sir Arthur. But the next fire ordeal put into a dump Sir Orlando, the furious chief join of the rump, that he looked like the picture of Richard the Third, or like an ejected frostbitten turd. 'Tis said that his Durindana he drew, and a wight on the road most manfully slew. But pardoned by trials, make good what they tell us, how ill 'tis to save a thief from the gallows. Being now to be burned, he soon did expire, for he was but a flash, and would quickly take fire, so that there few well upon him to spend. What was it but coals to Newcastle to send? To bring him to the stake as in order they lie, Harry Martin the next place must occupy. 'Twas expected in vain he should place, for he swore that he had been burnt to the stumps before. Tom Scott for the bum most stiffly did stand, though once by a bum he was foully trepanned. But time and his office of secretary had learned him his business more private to carry. Some thought he arrived at his dignity first by being so well in inequity versed, the mystery of which he has practiced of late in his function, which was to be barred to the state. Up Morley in silence did suffer the loss of his rump, and with patience took up the cross, that to see him so single and so scorched, you swear no camel more meekly his burden could bear. The speaker was thought to the rump to be true, because like a fart at the first he burnt blue, but straight he was cunningly seen to retire, for fear to endanger the rolls in the fire. Saint John, immortal of flesh and of blood, swore by Saint Peter the example was good. So facing about and shifting his station, he turned o'er a new leaf in Saint John's revelation. Harry Neville, that looks like a madman's pigeon, accused to be of a state man's religion, is left to his choice what processes he'll have, to be burnt for an atheist or hanged for a nav. Now stop thy nose, reader, for Atkins 'tis come, that shame to the breeches as well as the bum. To wish we were burnt were an idle desire, for he comes provided to shine out the fire. But lest he without a companion should be, his liar that comes next stinks worse than he. So foully corrupt you may paste in your creed, such a rump could alone such a fissure breed. Poor Ludlow was bogged in Ireland of late, and to purge himself came to the rump of the state. But gravely they told him he had acted amiss when he sought to betray the rump with a kiss. Ned Harby was sure an Herb John in the pot, yet could he not escape the disastrous lot. Scarce Church of the Gout was the trusty old squire, but he hopped from the frying pan into the fire. Robin Andrews was laid on last, as they tell us, for a log to keep down the harassed of his fellows, though he spent on the city like one of the roysters, each morning his 2 pence in sack and in oysters. Next, praise God, although of the rump he was none, was for his petition burnt to the bare bone. So praise God and rump, like true Josephs together, did suffer, but praise God lost the more leather. There's Lawson, another daglock of the tale, that the fire to avoid to the water did sail, and in godly simplicity means, as they say, to manage the stern, though the rump's out of play. But Overton most with wonder doth seize us, by securing of hull for no less than Christ Jesus, hoping as it by the story appears to be there his lieutenant for 1,000 years. Lord Monson, O Venus, what do you hear? I little thought you were a romper, I swear, but an impotent thought will thus far avail. He will serve for a cloak to cover the tale. To burnish his star, Mr. Salisbury's come with the admist of gold that fall from the bum. Sure, 'twas but a meteor, for I must tell ye, it smells as 'twere turning to the Ottoman jelly. Brother Pembroke comes last and does not disdain, though despised by the world, to bear up the train. But after new lights, so long did he run, that they brought him to Bethlehem before they had done. Thus the foxes of Samson that carried a brand in the tallies to destroy and to burn up the land, in the flames they had kindled themselves to expire, and the deal give them brimstone unto the fire.